The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. Continued. Disc 4. Book 2. The Earth Under the Martians. 1. Underfoot. In the first book, I have wandered so much from my own adventures to tell of the experiences of my brother, that all through the last two chapters, I and the curate have been lurking in the empty house at Halliford, whither we fled to escape the black smoke. There I will resume. We stopped there all Sunday night and all the next day, the day of the panic, in a little island of daylight cut off by the black smoke from the rest of the world. We could do nothing but wait in aching inactivity during those two weary days. My mind was occupied by anxiety for my wife. I figured her at Leatherhead, terrified, in danger, mourning me already as a dead man. I paced the rooms and cried aloud when I thought of how I was cut off from her, of all that might happen to her in my absence. My cousin, I knew, was brave enough for any emergency, but he was not the sort of man to realize danger quickly, to rise promptly. What was needed now was not bravery, but circumspection. My only consolation was to believe that the Martians were moving Londonward and away from her. Such vague anxieties keep the mind sensitive and painful. I grew very weary and irritable with the curate's perpetual ejaculations. I tired of the sight of his selfish despair. After some ineffectual remonstrance, I kept away from him, staying in a room, evidently a children's schoolroom, containing globes, forms, and copybooks. When he followed me thither, I went to a box room at the top of the house, and, in order to be alone with my aching miseries, locked myself in. We were hopelessly hemmed in by the black smoke all that day and the morning of the next. There were signs of people in the next house on Sunday evening, a face at a window and moving lights, and later the slamming of a door. But I do not know who these people were, nor what became of them. We saw nothing of them next day. The black smoke drifted slowly riverward all through Monday morning, creeping nearer and nearer to us, driving at last along the roadway outside the house that hid us. A Martian came across the fields about midday, laying the stuff with a jet of superheated steam that hissed against the walls, smashed all the windows it touched, and scalded the curate's hand as he fled out of the front room. When at last we crept across the sodden rooms and looked out again, the country northward was as though a black snowstorm had passed over it. Looking toward the river, we were astonished to see an unaccountable redness mingling with the black of the scorched meadows. For a time, we did not see how this change affected our position, save that we were relieved of our fear of the black smoke, but later I perceived that we were no longer hemmed in, that now we might get away. As soon as I realized that the way of escape was open, my dream of action returned. But the curate was lethargic, unreasonable,